Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Christina Dobrik to the podcast. She is the owner of FaceTime Facial Bar. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, you've been open for a little while. I think you said 6 years. Tell me a little bit about where y'all are and what you do.
We are located at 1500 Central Avenue, Suite D. We are across from the main winery mm-hmm. in town. Not the one downtown, but the bigger one. We do express facials, waxing, lashes, spray tans, lash lifts. We kind of do a little bit of everything. We recently have a girl now that's doing threading, so that's exciting. We're real laid back, chill environment. We tell people all the time, I'm like, come as you are. Like, if you want to come in in your pajamas, like, just be comfortable, because we're all about comfortability. And that's, yeah.
So, you know, obviously the world of facial stuff has changed quite a bit over the past several years. I mean, you mentioned threading. That's something that, you know, 5 years ago, you didn't hear a lot about. 10 years, you didn't know of at all. So tell me, how do you kind of stay, you know, up to date with everything that's going on and the changing world?
I'm really huge on education and going to like all the conventions. They have literally one in almost every big city. I've been to probably 5 by now. I try to go to one every year to stay up to date. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you learn crazy. It's literally almost every week there's something new. So if you're not staying on top of it, you're almost like left behind and you don't know what's going on. So I just try to stay on my research all the time.
Right. So how did you get involved in doing this in the first place?
Well, I was just kind of doing it as a hobby, like with my friends at home. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my mom one day, and I'm like, what should I do with my life? Like, I'm 27. I need to do something. She's like, why don't you open up a face place? So I was like, okay, cool. So that's when I started Googling, and they're actually, it's a thing. I didn't see any in Arkansas. So I was like, well, let me see the closest one. It was in Kansas City, went there, loved it. And I was like, wow, this would be cool. It's like, cause I'm kind of the type, I don't even like to sometimes order something unless it's online. I'm like, oh, I got to talk to someone.
Right.
You know, so that I like that we have that. We have a booking system so people can just book online. No one is like talking to us because we're kind of independent. We're working, so we don't have like a secretary. So, but yeah, that was where it kind of started and just went all in. I was like, let's go and do this.
So how many people do you have working with you now?
Now it's me and 2 others. So it's, okay. We have, and it's Melissa. She has Melly V Aesthetics. And then recently it's Raya. She does threading. She was recently working at Gazelle's in the mall. So she's got people already know her. And she's really, I love her work. So it's awesome. And
yeah. So, you know, obviously you've been around 6 years. You know, how difficult was it to make it through the pandemic? Because that killed a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. That was literally crazy. It was like I had just got licensed. So that was when I could finally go in there, because I wasn't licensed when I opened. I did it backwards. But mm-hmm. as long as you do it, it's okay. It was crazy. But I feel like in times like that, you could literally thrive if you look at it as an opportunity, which I did. Mm-hmm. I did a 30-day quarantine special where I ran like specials for 30 days. And I actually had made more money that month than any month open because I was consistent for those days. It was just new specials. And then people were sitting at home like bored, like, I want to do something. And then they knew once things open up, I have these appointments to do. So when I opened up, I was like booked from sun, you know, up to sundown. I had a full book because I was like thinking ahead. I was like, I gotta have a plan.
Right. So, you know, you said a while ago that you've got something new that you're trying to do. You're starting a school. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm in the process of starting a new beauty school. Mainly, I want to focus on aesthetics and nails. Not hair. I'm not into the hair. I didn't go to school for hair, so that's not my thing. I like to teach what I know, and that's what we're going to do. It's going to be like an advanced new skin aesthetics, nail school. So
what exactly is aesthetics? I mean, I know what it is in, you know, like art and the like, but when you're talking about what you do, it's a little bit different.
Yes. An esthetician, basically what you do is, anything skin, waxing, anything like that, anything on the face, chemical peels, machines, anything in that nature, that mm-hmm. is what estheticians do. Anything pretty much on the face.
Yeah. And I know you said that you're still trying to get this started, but, you know, has there been a lot of interest in this so far?
Yes, tons. It was almost kind of why I even started it, too, because I noticed tons of my clients were, like, leaving. And they're like, we're going to school to be an esthetician now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's amazing. So I just seen the supply, like we needed that. Like it was like a lot of my friends were like, I've got to go to Little Rock to go to school. I have to travel here. And I was like, we needed something more local that, and I plan to do advanced classes. So people that are already licensed that want to learn things, I plan to do that as well.
Okay. So, you know, when you're talking about licensure and all, how long does that process take? I mean, I know that there's, you know, quite a bit of schooling and the like, but, you know, start to finish, what does it usually take to be able to get your license?
If you go every day like you're supposed to and you do your hours, it'll take no longer than 6 months. So, I mean, in 6 months, you can have a whole new career, do something else. I mean, and it's fun, you know, we're all like, especially women, it's like you get to play beauty all the time. So, but, yeah, 6 months. And
yeah. So tell me a little bit about, that process, because, you know, I know that when you're dealing with this kind of stuff, there is some book learning, but a lot of it ends up having to be practical work because, you know, you can only read something on the page so many times or watch so many videos. You've got to actually get your hands dirty, for lack of a better term.
Absolutely. I believe I'm one of those people, like I have to do it to learn it. So that'll be something that we do all the time. I want them to practice makes perfect. So the more you do it, repetition, you'll be great at it. And it's getting that confidence, because a lot of people, if you don't do something enough, you're not going to be confident enough to do it.
Right.
So I'm big about just building that confidence. You do it enough. Hey, you mess up. It's okay. Let's do it again. We'll do it over and just keep trying.
Yeah. So when it comes to practice, how does that work? I mean, I know at some point you're at least doing it on, you know, classmates or someone else, but is that kind of how you start, or do you use mannequins? How does that work?
Sometimes you can use mannequins. The best way really is people, mm-hmm. you know, models, clients will come in and, you know, you could even do like a school fee. It's, you know, it's a discounted rates because mm-hmm. it is their students. So they're right. learning. But yeah, I like the hands-on. Mm-hmm. If you get hands-on, you're confident enough to keep going.
Right.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
What's the goal, you know, for this new school that you're looking to do?
The goal is just to build confidence. I feel like it's a huge thing in school. A lot of people, I feel like you get deterred so easily. You give up and it's like, I want people to finish, you know, you come finish. I'm big on, we're going to have like a inspiration wall that people can just sit there and like look at stories of other people that's made it, you know, every day you're not going to feel 100%, but as long as you show up and you give that, even 30, 40, by the end of the day, you'll be 100% just from showing up. So I'm big about pushing people.
Right. Do you kind of worry that, you know, by, you know, training these people that you might end up losing some business? I mean, because I know that's something that can be a concern because technically you're kind of training your future competition.
Absolutely. I feel almost that this is kind of like what I'm wanting to do is teach. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of classes, even at FaceTime. I did a lot of waxing classes, you know, spray tan classes. Like, I love to teach. So I'm just like, this is kind of where I feel like I've been led to go. I'm kind of, I've perfected a lot of my services. I could show other people how to do it mm-hmm. and help them with little tricks I've learned along the way and give them a little boost, a little head start.
Right. So tell me a little bit about some of the different services you offer. You mentioned the chemical peels and the like. What all kinds of facial services do you offer? Like I said, the chemical peels or you know, scrubs, that kind of thing.
We do diamond microdermabrasion, which is a great exfoliation treatment. Almost anyone can do it. I say if you have rosacea, you cannot do that treatment.
Sure.
Chemical peels, I love, as long as I don't do them on first-time clients. I'm big mm-hmm. about, I don't want to ruin someone's skin. So I'm like, if I see you the first time, we're taking it easy. We're going to learn your skin, see how it is, and then go from there. I'm not big on, let's just slap this on you and see what happens tomorrow. We don't.
Right.
So microneedling we do, dermaplaning, which is with the medical grade scalpel, and we remove all the peach fuzz and the dead skin. That's probably our most popular facial. Mm-hmm. And ultrasonic extractions, we like to do tons of those for people. I'm like, I love those. That's one of mm-hmm. my favorites. And what else do we do? I think that's pretty much sums it up that I can think of on top of my head.
Right. And then, you know, with waxing or, you know, I know there's the world of waxing. There's a lot, you know, you can do with just the face. You can just do the eyebrows. There's, you know, lots of places on the body. Do you tend to stick mainly to the face when it comes to the waxing stuff?
I did at first. Mm-hmm. And then I started practicing and doing the Brazilians, which I self-taught myself how to do, mm-hmm. which was a process, but it was okay. It was learning that, but I would say that is the most popular now is Brazilians because mm-hmm. people know that it's just something, it's they don't have to, it's easy maintenance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's probably the one the most.
Right. And, you know, when it comes to the eyebrows, you know, that's something that ends up taking, it doesn't take a long time, but it's something that is very painstaking, for lack of a better term, because you got to be very focused on what you're doing and, you know, making sure that the arch is correct. And
yes.
So tell me a little bit about that and, you know, the different kinds of options that you have for that. Because I do know, like you said, the threading, but there's also, you can just wax or even just kind of shave it some. So,
yes. Eyebrows are a big thing. People are very picky about their eyebrows. So, I learned in Dallas, actually, from a lady named Kelly Baker. She's in California. She's amazing. And she is who I kind of learned brows from. And you just have to be very particular. We don't do quick brows. We're like one of those places, if we do your brows, it could take 30 to 40 minutes. We map them. We shape them. We tint them. Brows are a huge thing. We actually cleanse them first. Like, there's a lot of processes to brows. It's not just, let me just wax this little piece. We're really, really particular about brows.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming by. Remind me again, what's your address and what are your hours?
We are at 1500 Central Avenue, Suite D. Our hours are Tuesday through Saturday. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are appointment only, but currently we do have Raya, who is threading, and she's doing walk-ins. Okay. So if anybody wants threading, they can come in anytime for that.
Okay. And you said you do online booking as well. How does somebody sign up for those?
It will be on our Facebook page. There's a square booking link, and they'll just click that. Normally I post it pretty much every day on a post. Mm-hmm. So they just click it, book that, look through the services, pick their time and date, and then they're all set to come in.
Okay. And that Facebook is FaceTime. Make sure it's got the Y, correct?
Yes, has to have the Y. It's FaceTime Facial Bar.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for coming by. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.